InfoWars. Tomorrow's news, today.
Well, as I said over the weekend, Sunday night, and on Monday, all the signs are now beginning to appear that Trump is positioning the pieces into place to purge or coup Zelensky, the Ukrainian globalist puppet dictator. And the footage I just showed you is literally the air raid sirens going off in Kiev last week while people demonstrate and fight the police in the streets. So it would be very good for Zelensky to be removed. He is a tyrant, and for them to hold free and open elections. And Putin has said that if that was announced, he would stop the war right away, would even negotiate to pull back out of most of the country. But he wants a deal with the United States that NATO will never take over. And he said, you can have Ukraine, you can have the minerals, you can have the oil and gas, you can have it all, but not NATO and not Europe. And they want the United States, this has been out for since Trump got in 6 months ago, to come in. A lot of people say, well, we're not an empire, and that's not what we're supposed to do. Really, we're not an empire. If the United States does not go in there and take that over, the EU and NATO are going to continue to try to get control of it and continue to start a war with Russia. And the fact that the Russians would even do a deal and have said they would with Trump, as long as it's inked, even though they know Trump will be gone someday, they believe that will give them the standing. But that is a big concession. Because if anybody's got claims on Ukraine other than Ukrainians, it's the Russians. I mean, they're like two brothers or something. It's not even debatable. I mean, Russia started there 1,000 years ago. Well, they're called Slavs because this Orthodox priest spread Orthodox Christianity all over the area and they converted, and he was called Slav the Wise. And Slavs are called Slavs because of that guy. Look it up. I mean, it's just ridiculous. So Russia wants Western expansion and missiles off its damn border. But they're not even saying, you know, pull them out of all the other countries surrounding them. Hypersonic missiles that can take out their defensive missiles. They're just saying, just stop. And the Kremlin has said to Trump's threats of 100% tariffs, they said, look, we're already under total tariffs. It's made our economy stronger. We're immune to your sanctions. And Russia officially has asked the Trump administration not to remove sanctions on their companies. Now, they have asked to let Russians more easily fly to the U.S. and things like that that harasses their citizens. But it is a true case of that which does not kill you only makes you stronger. Like, I don't support Jim Crow or making blacks use different bathrooms or go to the back of the restaurant to buy takeout food from the back door. Terrible system, but blacks had lower illegitimacy than whites until Jim Crow was gotten rid of. And they had their own nice hotels and nice restaurants and nice cleaners, doctors, colleges, everything, because that which didn't kill them only made them stronger. Now, when the government got involved with blacks in the 60s, they now have the worst demographic for everything, including not living very long, terrible test scores, massive illegitimacy, almost 80%, like that. And all the other groups are following the same trend as well. And you're like, what's that have to do with Russia? Well, I mean, it's like Russia's being oppressed and it's gotten stronger because it has to do things itself. And America can learn from that. I mean, it's not isolationism, it's independence. We'll be right back on the other side of this quick break. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Be sure to share the live feed at Relog Shows on X.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
big. My friend
big.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think that this is really funny because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. So it's a conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. Looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesshow.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy sh! He was right about every step of the way.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Of incredible transformation. Good is awakening. Evil is panicking. The great clash of the ages deciding the future of our species is now here. All right, my friends, thank you for joining us on this July 30th, 2025 Wednesday transmission. I come to you from the embattled under siege InfoWars studios in Austin, Texas. Let me tell you what is coming up. It's always almost impossible for me to not just tell you about something and then I actually get into the story, but I'm going to do this right now and then I'm going to come back and go through all of it. Trump has publicly come out and he'd been even stronger and said it's time to indict Obama, the traitor, for treason. And this morning, he gave talked to the Gateway Pundit reporter and said, yes, we need to impeach Obama so that he can be indicted. So you have to impeach him, strip him of the title of president. You can do that retroactively. You can do that posthumously, posthumously meaning he's not in office, strip him of the immunity. It's 100% cut and dry, as Attorney David Schoen, a top lawyer, has stated. It's cut and dry. And it also needs to be done to Biden. And I'm telling you, they're going after Hillary. They're going after Comey, Brennan, all of them. That's coming up. And, I mean, they have every intention of indicting their asses. And they don't need to strip them of presidential immunity because they don't have it. So, kind of a big deal. We've got that video of Trump saying it more. We also have Robert Barnes here yesterday calling for it and saying that's the way to do it. And, again, I want to be very clear. I don't say this to sound holy or magnanimous or... No, I'm serious. We don't want Obama indicted, defrocked of his presidential title and protections, and then indicted out of vengeance or out of hatred. We don't want James Comey indicted out of vengeance or hatred, or any of them, John Brennan and the rest of the crew, though I do loathe them. We don't fight and go after the enemy because we hate them. It's because we love our families and our culture and our freedom, and we must. You indict the kingpins. You indict just one of them and all of their minions that are still battling on more viciously than ever, attacking this country, attacking sovereignty, attacking any other sovereign individuals, attacking Trump's key supporters, I mean, they're more frantically attacking me and everybody else. Everybody from General Flynn to Mike Lindell to, you know, MTG to Tucker Carlson. So they have not given up. And they must be crushed. This is not about vengeance. It's not even about justice, though it is justice and justice needs to be done. It's about survival. We are not in the old political system where the uniparty, Republicans and Democrats, fought over power, but, you know, didn't go after their kingpins because they wanted basically immunity to do whatever they wanted. They'd burn a few low-level people here and there to keep up the illusion of not living under a uniparty dictatorship. So that's where we are right now. This must be done. There is no way, if they don't start indicting these people and dismantling the entire deep state, not enough to cut their money off. I mean, they've already made some big gains, but not enough. We've wounded the enemy politically, but they're not lethal wounds. I'll put it to you this way. If we keep pressing the attack, they won't be able to tend to the wounds that actually are grievous. But we got to press the attack. We got to politically, nonviolently plunge double-edged daggers into their carotid arteries and just stab. Nonviolently, politically. That is an analogy I was using. But we need to, with direct force, plunge. It's good therapy. So, or they're gonna take all your children, the CPSs, and hand them over to pedophiles. That's their plan. They are going to absolutely poison you with fluoride and deadly shots. They are going to rain down aluminum dioxide and barium and other radioactive isotopes. They are going to just run around starting giant wars and releasing bioweapons and locking you in your house to starve to death and defunding the police and pumping in fentanyl. They want to murder you. They are a satanic death cult. And if you study civilizations throughout history, they'll be stoic, they'll be strong. You know, there's a death penalty for infidelity. That's how the Romans started. It's how all those cultures started. It's how the Jews started. And then by the end of it, whether it's the Babylonians or the Jews or the Egyptians or the Druids or the Aztecs, by the end of their system, they are literally sacrificing children, drinking blood, raping children on top of idols. Every culture, Asians, Africans, whites, every group's done it. There's a big thing the white supremacists, the anti-Jew people push. And they go and they show like mainline history books and things about all these different Jewish sects throughout the Middle East, you know, sacrificing children and all that. And then the Jewish groups come out and say, that's blood libel. We don't do that. And of course, there's been all sorts of Jewish Satan cults. But everybody's got them. I'm not defending Jews. I'm not attacking Jews. It is a historic fact that in the decline of civilization or society, culture, it always reverts to this. And you're like, where does it come from? And it always ends with raping children in public, torturing them, draining their blood, and then killing them. Usually throwing them on a fire. So that's the reality of, it's a sick spiritual mind virus. And you see it all around you. And it always leads to collapse, total war, and destruction. Look at the Germany and the U.S. in the 20s brought on a depression, and then it conjures things like Adolf Hitler. So we're going to be getting into more of that today. So that's one of the stacks I'm going to detail here when we come back after the break. Breaks up for 14 minutes, but kind of a big deal. Also, Patel found thousands of sensitive Trump Russia probe documents outside burn bags in secret room at FBI. They're getting ready to release the details of those. Ghislaine Maxwell's request for immunity in exchange for testimony denied in stunning twist. Oh, she was going to spill the beans on Trump, we were told, but there was nothing there because Trump would never go be compromised and be with children. A, that's not what he's into. That's well known. B, you think Trump wants to be set up and in a cult? No, he wants to run things. I mean, that's just ridiculous. He would never go to Russia and land and say, take me to a hotel and have KGB hookers piss on me. I mean, it's just, of course, that wasn't true either. But I was saying, all last week, I said, everybody freaking out that they're sending the DOJ to talk to Maxwell. I said, it doesn't look good. But I said, I don't think they're going to give her immunity. And I don't think this pardon's going to come down like people think. They're just pumping her for more information on Gates and Bill Gates and you know, Bill Clinton and, you know, oh, the Harvard head and all the hundreds of them. And the Larry Summers. And she sung like a canary for 2 days. And then she said, I want immunity to testify. And they said, no, you're not getting it. Because we already know all that. So they would have brought stuff out on Trump. If they had it. And then we go back to 23 days ago when Trump started throwing fits. And we say, why did he act so guilty? Well, if you actually look at where he was acting pissed off because he found out they stuck in the FBI files they hadn't turned over a bunch of innuendo and recycled BS. And now, as I predicted, that's coming out, but that's what's in there. So I am very pleased at this point that it's looking like what the evidence showed and what common sense stated, that Trump is clean. Oh, but gosh, did he handle it wrong. And he's 79, folks. He's still really smart, but he's operating on adrenaline and will. And I can tell you, people around him and close to him, he works too much. He works like 20 hours a day. He is getting more and more angry. And I mean, can you imagine being through what he's been through in 9 years? And being 79, it's just phenomenal he's alive. I mean, the guy's a bull. And if they can kill the old man or break him with the pressure, we're in a lot of trouble, ladies and gentlemen. And yeah, I did just refer to Trump like he's Don Corleone. But he's not, you know, the head of the New York Mafia. He's the head of a beachhead desperate attempt to save this damn country. And that's why I will never pull punches when he's making mistakes, in my view. Because I'm in the game. I'm focused. I've got all the sources, and I'm 51. And he has got so much going on. He's not read in on so many things that are going on. People think he has more advanced knowledge than other people. He doesn't even take the CIA briefings and things most of the time because he knows it's a bunch of crap. He tries to figure it out himself. And that's why we're able to get him information on a daily basis. I mean, Roger went and spent 7 days with him, off and on, and with the administration, saying, you need to go out and order all the stuff released. Who cares if they've got lies about your wife? Just put it out. He's like, fine, do it. And then Roger read him in on it and all the rest of it and said, so you need to respond more when they ask you about it. And he did that in the last few days. People were like, oh, okay, yeah. So it's just an example of what's really going on with Trump. So we got that coming up. We have J.D. Vance again and Congress and Trump calling out the EU and the UK for their horrible censorship that they're now trying to extend to the U.S. That's great news. And now they're saying, okay, they'll back off on it because Trump's threatening tariffs. 8.8 magnitude quake, the biggest in decades, strikes off Russia's far east. Tsunami waves reach Japan, Hawaii, and California. We'll be looking at some of those maps and some of those tsunamis that came in. We've also got an excellent breakdown on Fox dealing with the EU central bank digital currency and how dangerous that is and how they're able to launch it. It will, like a black hole, suck us into it as well and basically form the foundation of the new global currency. We've got more incredible judicial activism by Obama judges, always. It was a few Clinton ones, but it's like 95% of the time Obama judges. And I mean, the new stuff they're doing is so flagrant. They're not blocking Trump initiatives now. They're blocking Trump initiatives that have passed Congress and are law. Article 3 courts have no say on that. There's not even cases in front of them. Not a class action suit, nothing. And, oh, Congress just pulled the funding, didn't allot the money to Planned Parenthood with the $500 million for just the next year. And so they're trying to order Congress to pay? What? Some district judge now writes the law and passes them. Did you know that? These people are lunatics. And the Israeli settlers are at it again. Mike Huckabee is an avowed Christian Zionist. He's an ardent supporter of Israel. He is over there probably 3-4 months a year. He's the U.S. ambassador to Israel. And he's been giving speeches and writing letters to the Jewish settlers and saying, please stop burning down the churches and killing the Christians. And their answer is, they put out an official letter, we're going to drive all Gentiles out of here. Huh. And Huckabee's like, hey, you know, we got a big business here getting billions of dollars from Christians on Fox News ads everywhere saying, send money to the settlers. You know, you don't need to burn the last church that's 2,000 years old there in the West Bank. And they issued a statement and they said, yeah, we're going to, every Gentile is, you know, is got to be, is an enemy. And Huckabee's like, you're not supposed to tell people that. Be quiet. We're getting their money. And they just said, F you. That's hilarious. Now, look, all the Jews over there are not like that, okay? And you've got, you know, just people protesting in the streets, and it's totally insane. But newsflash, 2,000-year-old churches, Coptic churches, Catholic churches, Orthodox churches, you know, those guys have never attacked you and aren't going to attack you. Maybe Jews got some beefs with Catholics, but, I mean, what did the Orthodox Church or the Coptics do to you? You know, like, you know, they're pretty friendly. You know, it's a nice tourist attraction. You know, once you've driven all the Muslims out and everything, it's nice, have some nice little cute churches. Nope, got to burn those down. Foaming at the mouth. Wait till I read what the groups are saying. They just hate everybody that's not Jewish so much that they're willing to lose billions of dollars that's sent by churches all over the United States, mainly Protestant Christian Zionist churches. That's what they are in the Bible Belt. I mean, even medium-sized churches send $20,000, $30,000, $100,000 a year to Israel, right to those settlers. And those settlers are like, give us the money, and if I see a Christian around here, I'm gonna kill him. So we're supposed to just sit here and go along with that. No, I don't like those foaming-at-the-mouth Jewish settlers that are Jewish extremists, supremacists. And I also don't like the Muslims who say anyone that's not a Muslim, they're allowed, or kafirs, or subhuman, they're allowed to rape us, kill us, capture our wives and daughters, put them into sex slavery. That's what the Muslims do. That's Islam. You know, the harams. And I'm just like, dude, I don't like your Middle Eastern cultures. I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, they invented a lot of stuff over there, and you had some reform times and pretty art. And some, you know, I'm not saying all the Muslims are fully Orthodox. But Muhammad was a slaver in Mecca at the crossroads, and he took a bunch of different books and mixed them together as a way to have a military force to take over. And the Quran says black people are subhuman. And on and on and on. But notice the black Muslims don't want you to read that in the Quran. And I'm not going to have Ilhan Omar, who doesn't think she's black. She's just from a famous slaver family. Slaver dynasty, royalty. And she's a mean old snapping turtle waving her finger at me, telling me to be guilty because I'm white. And I'm like, listen, lady, I don't come from slaver families that are currently running slaves. Okay. So take your ugly ass and go back to your hellhole and shut up, scumbag. You filthy, disgusting worm. You are filthy. You just are just a rat-like creature in your activities and who you are, and you look like a witch. The cover of the book matches the content. So you take your evil, elitist, wicked ass, your warlord ass, and you get out of my country. We've got all the top Somalis on TV in a pledge. I don't care about America. I'm going to send money to our homeland, Somalia. And America sucks, and white people suck, and white people commit all the crime, and we're well then you take your anti-human, blacks are subhuman, garbage, and whites are subhuman. Everybody's subhuman, but you understand how arrogant the Somalis are, folks. Because even before Islam existed, they were the pirate slaving capital, selling black slaves to different parts of the world. Now, the Romans were not racist. They, like, whoever was tough and smart, they liked. But they did not import black slaves to Rome. They were very rare. They imported Germans, French, and English from Albion, Gaul, Visigoths, Ostrogoths. So, no. If you had to pick one group in the world that are dyed-in-the-wool slavers, it is the Somalis. And they are proud of it, we'll tell you. They believe they're going to rule the world. All the guests, dozens of them that have taken it, within 45 minutes to an hour, have varying degrees from extreme energy and feeling really great, fog lifting, to just over the top crying and feels so good. Cleans out the cells, just does incredible things. RFK Jr. loves it. We've got the strongest ultra wrestling blue. But he's going on Owen in about 30 minutes. My show just ended and I forgot to do this. Don't forget when he's on Owen to then tell us what he felt. And if he doesn't feel it, we'll put that out. So start going to take a half dropper or so. That's about a half dose. And then go ahead and shut that down. And then we're going to find out what happens to you. We'll see. Most people, it hits within about 30 minutes, starts peaking after a couple hours. But just tell people what you think. And if you don't feel it, we're going to tell everybody.
20 minutes later.
I can feel a definite, like an energy spike. Yeah, it feels pretty good.
What are you going to do now that you have your energy spike?
I'm going to see if it has a crash.
I've never heard of a crash.
Yeah, apparently it doesn't. But yeah, it feels pretty good. Yeah, definitely I feel sharper.
Okay.
Yeah, because I was pretty tired coming in here.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
it was. Well, you're running around Texas right now. You're dealing with some other issues here.
I was driving all over Texas giving speeches for True Texas Project.
So did he give you the drink or the capsules?
I took the drink, but I got a bottle of each, and I'm going to go and do a longer-term test. We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
Yeah, I do feel kind of amped right now. Yeah.
Several weeks later.
You just saw an ad for Methylene Blue. You were here a few weeks ago. And I do this with every guest, more than 50 of them now. Every person has had clarity, energy, a fog lift is the most common. But what's really good is the long-term effects for your stamina, your energy, your libido, your how hard you can work out. It's amazing. So I had forgotten when he was coming in, we gave him a bottle because he loved it.
Almost gone.
I had forgotten to ask you if you listened and did it long-term. So just briefly, tell people the short-term effect and then now a few weeks later, the long-term effect.
Yeah, it gives you a good energy boost. I use it before I work out. So if I'm going to be doing kettlebell workouts, like I do some Methylene Blue about a half hour before, and it just gives you mental focus. I don't crash afterwards. That's good stuff. I need some more.
Well, give me some. How fast did it kick in?
About 15, 20 minutes. I take about a half hour before my workout.
And then you're saying you're almost out of the bottle. Was that 3 weeks ago, a month ago?
Something like that. You gave me the liquid and the pills, too.
You're almost out of both?
Yeah, I'm almost out of both.
Oh, my goodness. Well, all right. I'll give you more. Right. For the audience, we can't give it to everybody. We need your support, theallstreetsreport.com. For me personally, the first week I got on it, now 4 or 5 months ago, I actually started to hurt myself because the workouts were so crazy. My trainer goes, dude, what's going on? Like 3 days into it. I go, I don't know. I was like lifting way more, going way harder. And then I got really exhausted after about a week because the same thing happened to Rob Dew, who's a great long-distance, bike rider. So he's quite the athlete. He said he was biking so hard up hills and stuff that he actually had to pull over because, his heart was going crazy. I mean, this stuff's wild.
Yeah, it's good. I like it better than doing like a 5-hour energy shot because those will make you crash afterwards. This doesn't have the crash.
So you've had no crash.
Right.
It's not a stimulant. It just skips the oxidization process somehow.
So I've been using it while I'm out there doing search and rescue. Almost out.
You're saying you love it for working out. Has it gotten better over time, or what long-term thing have you felt, or if nothing?
Well, I think the main thing is it gives me a better workout, and that has good results over time. Yeah, for sure.
That's what I found without even knowing.
Yeah.
And then O'Keefe's like, oh, it made my vision better, and Rob Dew goes, we have a bunch of callers already saying that. Did you see these studies about it, like curing glaucoma? And I'm not going to say, we're not selling this as a drug. I'm not saying it's going to do that. I'm like, God, this stuff's crazy. No, they don't want you to know about it. It's like ivermectin.
Right, exactly. Old school stuff.
But you can't take it if you're on SSRIs. And folks, it's so strong. Talk to your doctor first because it's not a game. Ours is really strong. If you'll just try it, you'll be hooked. And we can fund the operation. It's a win-win. We'll be right back with Stuart Rhodes.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
Coming at you live! It's 1,000 unstoppable odds!
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Information. 50,000 unstoppable watts. And radio. Love me some Clutch. They're big fans. had him on the show before.
Many years ago, and ministry and so many more, we've influenced. Coming at you live!
Coming at you live!
Sorry about a Clutch fan, folks. I am. Okay. Coming at you live. I'm live. So are you. That's why you're tuning in, because you are at the tip of the spear. We are in it together. All right. Again, I want to be 100% clear with everyone, especially longtime listeners know this. You don't need to be told it, but new listeners need to know this. I don't blame anybody that hears that there's deep state indictments coming forever, and then it never happens, and so no one believes it's going to happen. I'm the guy saying it was pure bull in the first Trump administration and all the rest of it. And RFK, you know, his cousin's going to come back from the dead, JFK Jr., and all that lunatic asylum stuff. I told you that the first attorney general was absolutely a wimp. And in over his head, and oh no, Sessions is going to, and I went right down the line of the big mistakes Trump made and who he brought in and all the rest of it. This time, he's got a team. Maybe 10% of Trump's team was good in the first administration, and by the end of it, they got rid of basically everybody. Everybody just ran off or got indicted or, you know, sued to oblivion. And the people that wouldn't leave, they put in prison, like Navarro and others who are back. Now, I'd say at the top, he's got about 90% good guys in. And he's created task forces that they're now calling strike forces. That's the real technical name. Where they've got all these agencies and all these angles, and they're looking at every level. And they're going to hit low level, mid level, and high level. They're not going to wait and go to the bottom and work up. They're not going to go to the top and work down. They're going to hit the bottom, the middle, and the top. And it's already begun. And they're getting their ducks in a row, and they're releasing all these documents to prepare the ground, or poison the well is what it's called. And unlike the Democrats putting out lies about Trump before all their indictments and lawfare, this stuff's all meat and potatoes. This is all stuff that is really cut and dry. And I have been told, even before he got back in, that he's got people come in that have every intention of going for the jugular. And I've talked to those people, and I'll just stop there. And I've been like, quite frankly, I don't, you know, I want InfoWars defended, but I'd rather, you know, take out the main, you know, capital ships here in the war, because they're going to get us all if we don't get them. And it's like, no, they got sloppy with you. We're going to hit them at every level, so give us everything. I'm like, okay, sure, there you go. So, and I mean, they're busy little beavers. Billions of dollars has been allotted to two task forces, strike forces, people know about. But there are some other strike forces, and they have every intention and the mission to indict. And this weaponization of the government task force, that's what the, you know, government weaponization is, the people task force to stop that, has jurisdiction all over the country and can bring it where it wants, not in D.C. And this new one of this treason task force, criminal conspiracy, treasonous conspiracy task force, has the mission to indict. So, will we see all these indictments? I don't know. They could kill Trump tomorrow. Who knows what they'll do to the people on the task force going after him? I mean, we're dealing with the mafia here. And these people do some really nasty stuff. Their favorite thing is to come to your house, taser everybody, and then they kill your wife and kids, and then kill you, and then it's in the news, you know, it's a murder-suicide. That's one of their favorite things to do. Or they just send some lunatic to your house to kill you. So, I mean, look, so, understand, everybody wants to go to war with the deep state. Well, if you want to go to war with them, you better know what war means. And by the way, I am at war with them. I know they're not backing down. They're not giving us quarter. We're not giving them quarter. By the way, if you don't know the terms of chivalry, quarter means that you're finally beating somebody and you got them on the ground before the fight. You know, you can have classic fist fight and the rules of it, or you can have a fight with clubs, and it's understood you could die, but it's not a guarantee, but you accept you could be killed. And then you've got fights with swords or spears or the rest of it, and classic jousting. That's just middle age gladiatorial activity, but it was freemen doing it to settle scores and things like that. So they'd have to have full wars, just have the top guys fight. It's like the movie El Cid, that's a true story. Why have the kingdoms all kill each other? We'll just have our two champions fight, and that'll decide who gets this disputed area. Pretty good way to do it. So, oh my God, Spanish history is just, I probably read 10 books on it. Medieval Spanish history, whew, total. I mean, you're like, you can read a Conan the Barbarian book, but it's real. I mean, just wild stuff, folks, but side issue. All of it's amazing, but Spanish history is just amazing. And so, but segueing, quarter means, all right, this is a lethal battle, say on jousting with horseback. But if somebody's knocked off and really hurt, and it's got a spear halfway through them, if they take the handkerchief off their side and throw it down of their family colors, or tap out, like in UFC, say, I give up, you give up. But then you've got jousting where people are really pissed off and they say, no quarter given, no quarter received. And that means once you knock the person off, you jump down the back of your sword. You don't give them quarters to go and hack your head off. Well, newsflash, the globalists ain't giving us quarter. So we weren't looking for this fight, but we're in it. So we politically have to go all the way. If you want to show a really, and it's a true story, excellent movie, even though I can't stand Matt Damon. I mean, he's a good actor, but just knowing he's such a piece of crap, it's hard to watch anything he does. But The Last Duel, that's a true story, witnessed by like, you know, 250,000 people. And British historians, all of it. And they finally started to outlaw it after that. But remember the old Wild Wild West till the 1890s and stuff in Texas? They wouldn't arrest you for dueling. In fact, some areas that still have dueling on the books. It's legal. And, oh, you got a dispute? Let's just go out here and we'll have a referee and we'll walk out 40 paces and turn and shoot each other. We had founding fathers kill each other in duels. President Jackson survived a bunch of them. But my point is that they're not giving us quarter. And so we didn't start this. We didn't do this. And it's not like they just want to run things and be the boss. No, they literally want to poison our water and cut our children up in medical experiments. And it's just ridiculous. Here, let's go ahead and roll this scene here. Now, this is a true story from The Last Duel. This is, 600 years ago in Paris, France. Here it is. This is when they're already off their horses. Now they're fighting hand to hand with knives and swords. And... This guy raped his wife and took his land because he knew how to kiss the king's ass. And of course, everybody's jealous of the war hero, just like they were the Nazis were jealous of Erwin Rommel. It gets repeats over and over again. Then, of course, the war hero wins. This is all written about at the time. It went on for like 45 minutes.
Cruise me at the lead.
They cut it down for the movie.
Pray God.
See that dagger? It's a triangle because it goes through armor. It's a spike. This is where we are with the deep state right now. And Trump is on top of them, so are we. We have to politically do what must be done. Or they're going to kill us. I mean, in my case, literally.
Confess!
Confess to me.
Caruso, there was no rape. There was no rape. There was no rape. In the name of God, and on the peril of damnation of my soul, I am innocent of the crime.
Then you be damned.
That's how I killed him. Spike into the brain. And then they began to pass laws to stop duels to the death. We didn't end it in Texas till 1890s. Now, that's what's going on here, people. So that's what the Trump administration needs to know. They do know that. We have to politically destroy them, legally and lawfully, nonviolently. Or America and the world goes under the New World Order death cult. Very simple. So I'm all in. What about you? I mean, they're going to keep attacking us anyways. Might as well fight. I mean, you know, I mean, they're not going away till we deal with them. So Trump has come out with a new statement on Truth Social and on X. It's time to indict Obama, the traitor, for treason. Yes. And he's beating that drum. And here he is. President Trump tells Gateway Pundit what he thinks of impeaching Obama for leading the Russian collusion hoax. They keep saying collusion hoax. It was a coup to try to remove him and say all of his supporters were Russian agents and persecute people and use the CIA and other groups domestically on me and a bunch of other folks. And it went on raiding Mar-a-Lago and covering up the laptop and stealing elections. And I told you it needs to extend into 2024. And it is, like I told you a month ago. You've now seen the director of the CIA, the FBI head, all of them told you, no, we're going after everything. So the statute of limitations is not over. Yeah, Comey and them perjuring themselves, that's past the statute. Not all this other stuff. It has to be done. We are finally sitting on top of them politically with the spike above them. And they're and right now, the Trump admin has yet to start, and they're going to try to block it and pull their games and all the rest of it, stage false flags. But we'll get that in there if we try. Just politically, nonviolently, ram it into their brain now. Attack, 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 attack. Stop taking it. Good God, how much BS are we going to deal with here? It's called self-preservation, for heaven's sakes. We don't have a choice here. This isn't about vengeance. It's not about justice. It's about survival. And of course, it's justice. Because justice is about having a civilization. It is about having a social contract. It is about evil knowing that it's got a very good chance, if it does bad stuff, it's going to get thrown in prison. And as I said decades ago, I don't know how all this is going to end, but if they want to fight, they better believe they got one, and now they're getting it, aren't they? And we can't hesitate at our moment of victory. So stop calling it the Russia collusion hoax. It's the coup plot against America and the American voters to set up a domestic police state to, quote, purge MAGA. It's a totalitarian cult of satanic lunatics trying to start a damn nuclear war and fraud us with military-age men and shipping in fentanyl and cutting off our energy supplies and harassing our farmers. These people hate our guts. They don't want to run the country and have success and share in everybody's success like Trump. They have control over people because they hate themselves subconsciously and they project their inner suicidal, nihilistic, loser mentality onto us. And we're not the losers. Look at Pelosi. Look at John Podesta. Look at Obama. Look at King Charles. Look at Klaus Schwab. Look at Bill Gates. They are scum and they know they're scum. And they don't like those of us that are strong and have will and have real power. That's why we don't use our power, because we innately have the power. And we have a governor on the power. They don't have real power. It's why they want power, because they don't know what power is. Power is responsibility. Power is a burden. Leadership is a weight. But because they've never had the crown of leadership, they ever seek it and think leadership is putting your thumb on people. No, leadership is setting people free by example. And because you're so exceptional, you're going to lead people into greater exceptionalism. That is leadership. Leadership is sacrificing yourself for the species, for the greater good of the future generations, because your ancestors were like that and you want to follow in their footsteps as great men and women. That is fulfilling. That's what your soul wants. It's what your cells want. It's what your guts want. It's what your very sinews demand. But they are of their father, the devil, so they don't understand real power. And they're threatened by those that have power. They want to poison everybody with fluoride and 5G and GMO, so you got a bunch of stunted, diseased, sick people, so you can rule an empire of wasting zombies? You want to be the god kings of zombie land? Wow. You're sick. Here's Trump talking to the Gateway Pundit.
Have a good time.
Yeah, thanks so much. Mr. President, what would you consider biggest accomplishments following Scotland? Is it the new trade deal? It talks with the new leader.
Well, the trade deals are fantastic. They're making our country very rich. Our country is very, very rich. It's about time somebody did it.
Mr. President, do you think that Congress should start impeachment proceedings against Barack Obama? Well, it's not an impeachment. He's out of office.
He's both.
But they should accept it because you have to recognize the wrong that they've done, and it can never be allowed to happen again. Okay?
Thank you, sir.
All right. And we'll come back with Robert Barnes predicting that's where this is going yesterday. But here's the new big sale. I did a big update on the Democrats and all the top evil Democrat law firms, the top ones, Paul Weiss, Wilkie Farr, all of them, the top most evil, sanctioned, exposed, you know, Kamala Harris's husband, just, you know, coming at us. Everybody sees us survive. Oh, he'll be just fine. You know, and I'm like literally in the gladiator. Blah, 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 and it's like, they just keep pouring more money, more attacks at us. We're like barely holding them off. It's like, oh, Jones, congratulations, you beat them all. No, I'm only as strong as you are backing me. Have you figured it out yet? This is not like a regular show. The bad guys don't like it for a reason, because we have the information and we have the spirit of victory. So go now to the alexjonesstore.com. The new sale is one of the biggest in the history, maybe the biggest. Store-wide, buy one, get one free super sale. All the t-shirts, all the ball caps, the widest selection. All of the award-winning supplements, the Shilajit, the Methylene Blue, the Ultimate Life Force Blood Cardiovascular Cleaner, the best out there, Atomic Defense, total boost your immune system, the Irish Sea Moss, just over the top, everything. All of it, already discounted, buy one, get one free, but here's the catch. You have to be a subscriber, which is $30 a month, and you instantly get $40 to spend in the store. So if you're going to buy something, you instantly make your money back and then some simply by becoming a subscriber in the profile. Cancel one click anytime. There are no excuses. You need to try our Ultra Methylene Blue, but talk to your physician first. And if you're on SSRIs and things, you can't take it. So check with your physician. Or you can look at what you're taking as well and just check if there's interactions with it, because it's very powerful. It's very strong. Get the capsules or get the pure liquid. It's the same thing in the capsule. It's the very best medical grade. Get the Irish Sea Moss. Get the Shilajit, either the pills, the gummies. It's all there. And then there's the best probiotic, the best prebiotic, the best gut cleanse formula, the very best turmeric, ultimate turmeric. It's just amazing. 95% cumanoid. Great fat, natural fat burning formula. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com and the widest selection of t-shirts, ball caps, and more. I said I want the widest selection. It's kind of insane. There's like 500 plus designs now. It's redonkulous. So get it all right now and fund the Second American Revolution worldwide at thealexjonesstore.com. We'll be right back.
Fox News alert, the Ayatollah's gone into hiding. He's believed to be holed up inside an underground bunker northeast of the Capitol. Iranian proxies, which have been severely degraded, are threatening to commit acts of terror against American troops and American ships in the region.
And sources are telling ABC News that President Trump has approved the attack plans for Iran that were presented to him.
And American businesses are now bracing for cyber attacks. The whole world's watching.
In light of that news, I have a message directly from the president, and I quote, "Based on the fact that there's a substantial chance of negotiations that may or may not take place with Iran in the near future, I will make my decision whether or not to go within the next 2 weeks." That's a quote directly from the president for all of you today.
What's your take on that? Because people say, well, that's just the press secretary. No, that's Trump talking. Now it looks like he's given himself more breathing room, 2 weeks, when we were coming down to the deadline. And the last deadline passed, obviously, and within 24 hours, Israel struck.
What Trump is saying, I believe, in that message is, I don't want to embroil America in a war for the next decade plus.
And that's what he's been saying the last 48 hours, or really 24, is, I only want to do this if it doesn't turn into a long war. Now he's learning it will. And so sanity is prevailing. Wow, that's so important. People need to call and get a free consultation or go sign on the email. You guys are the best. You have the best prices selling it at wholesale. That's why you're top rated. Most other places are a scam. It's just true. Gold and silver is great, but not the way people sell numismatics and collectibles. It's a scam, folks. It goes from bad to worse. You're the place to go to. You can also roll over financial instruments. It's so easy, but people need to go to kepm.com/gold, 720-605-3900. And folks really need to take action. Now, the best investment there is. All I'm going to do is steer you right, folks, because I treat you like I want to be treated on the supplements, on the products, on the sponsors, only the best. And that's Kirk Elliott Precious Metals, KEPM.com/gold, 720-605-3000. Call now for your free consultation.